はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようタラワ、ヨシです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 146. As always brought to you by Eric Clara and the translation and interpretation specialists. Yoshi-san, back again.
はい。
Still no sign of our friends.
Where are they?
Yeah, this week everyone's late for the studio, so we just have to start without them.
Mm.
But it's okay because today we have Natsuko-san dropping by, and she's going to take part in the conversation. Now, this conversation is a continuation of the previous beginner lesson. Not yesterday's lesson, but the previous beginner lesson, number 145. In that lesson, we introduced you to a grammatical point, which showed you how to strongly suggest that someone do something. Now, Yoshi-san, why don't you tell everybody out there what we're going to introduce today?
ない方がいい。
And this means?
Strongly recommending someone not to do something.
Perfect. So you see how these go together. Strongly recommending that someone does something in the previous lesson. And a little bit of a hint, we'll review that today inside the lesson. Plus, strongly recommending that someone doesn't do something. Okay, with that said, let's find out what happens in today's conversation, which is between an eavesdropper of the previous conversation and our star. Our poor star who gave away that phone number last time. Here we go.
すみません。二人の会話が聞こえましたが、あの人は友達ですか？
はい、そうです。なんでですか？
彼のアドバイスは良くないと思います。
良くないですか？
そうですよ。彼のアドバイスを聞かない方がいいです。自分の心に聞いた方がいいですよ。さっきの人、彼女がいないでしょ？
まあ。
ほら、アドバイスを受けるときに気をつけた方がいいですよ。彼女に電話して。
わかりました。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。すみません。二人の会話が聞こえましたが、あの人は友達ですか？
はい、そうです。なんでですか？
彼のアドバイスは良くないと思います。
良くないですか？
そうですよ。彼のアドバイスを聞かない方がいいです。自分の心に聞いた方がいいですよ。さっきの人、彼女がいないでしょう。
まあ。
ほら、アドバイスを受けるときに気をつけた方がいいですよ。彼女に電話して。
わかりました。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。すみません。二人の会話が聞こえましたが、あの人は友達ですか？
Excuse me. I couldn't help but overhear your conversation. Is he your friend?
はい、そうです。なんでですか？
Yes, he is. Why?
彼のアドバイスは良くないと思います。
I don't think his advice is good.
良くないですか？
It's not good?
そうですよ。
That's right.
彼のアドバイスを聞かない方がいいです。
You'd better not listen to that advice.
自分の心に聞いた方がいいですよ。
You had better listen to your own heart.
さっきの人、彼女がいないでしょ？
That person doesn't have a girlfriend, right?
まあ。
Yeah.
ほら。
See?
アドバイスを受けるときに気をつけた方がいいですよ。
You'd better be careful when you get advice.
彼女に電話して。
Call her.
わかりました。
Okay. Natsuko-san, どうでしたか？
ああ、彼が騙されなくてよかったです。
It's nice that he wasn't fooled.
Yes.
Yoshi-san, what do you think your friend's purpose was? You think he was trying to take your girl or just being a good guy friend in his own strange way?
You never know. Because, you know, once you start...doubting like that. Maybe this girl was planning something too.
Sounds like one of our dramas. Okay, what we're going to do now is just go over a few words and then we're going to break apart this conversation. Lots of interesting points in here that we definitely want to go over. First word.
Advice.
Advice.
Advice. Adobaisu. Adobaisu.
Now, Yoshi-san, how do we make this into a verb? This word is advice, as in a noun.
You can add suru, or you can also say adobaisu wo suru.
Sample sentence, please.
Tomodachi ni adobaisu suru.
To give your friend advice.
Sensei ni ii adobaisu wo moratta.
I received good advice from my teacher. Next.
Ki wo tsukeru.
A phrase to be careful.
Ki wo tsukeru. Ki wo tsukeru.
So this is actually ki as in spirit or mind, marked by the object marker wo followed by tsukeru. So literally, attach spirit.
Or mind.
Yeah, so attach your mind. So put your mind in it.
Yes.
So watch yourself. Watch what you're doing or know what's going on around you. And when we interpret it into English, it becomes be careful, watch out. Now, a few things about this expression. Yoshi-san, first, 気をつけて is short for what expression?
気をつけてください.
That's right, the politer form. In many situations, this kudasai is dropped, and we wind up with
気をつけて.
The first thing, it's short for this politer form. Second, here in this context, it means be careful, but the context has a lot to do with the meaning. For example, it can be used more casually, like take care when parting ways, or more seriously, such as watch out when the situation is dangerous. So this expression gets its meaning from the context. It has a wide range of meanings, from a very casual, just take care, when you're saying goodbye to someone for the night, 気をつけて, get home safe, or in this conversation, the eavesdropper was kind of strongly suggesting to be careful when taking advice. Now that we looked over the vocabulary and the phrase, let's take a look at the conversation. Let's just go through it one more time.
すみません.
Excuse me. So the old woman hears the conversation and she just can't let poor Yoshi-san get this bad advice. So she starts off with, excuse me.
二人の会話が聞こえましたが.
We start off with
二人の.
Two people. This is two people. And then we have the possessive. So two people's followed by
会話.
Conversation. Two people's conversation, literally. But again, who are we talking about here?
Yoshi and his friend.
So it becomes your conversation, as in the two of you. But literally, it just means two people's conversation, marked by
が,
followed by
聞こえましたが.
I heard two people's conversation is what it literally means. But we have to look at the context here. Here the eavesdropper, Natsuko-san, heard Yoshi-san and his friend's conversation. As she is speaking, we translate this as your conversation, with your being Yoshi and his friend. Then we have ga, although, but, followed by
あの人は友達ですか?
That person, marked by the topic particle wa, friend, is. That person, friend, is, literally. But when we turn this into English, is that person your friend? I heard your conversation. Is that guy your friend? Yoshi responds with
はい、そうです.
Yes, that's right.
なんでですか?
Why? Everything here, straightforward.
彼のアドバイスは良くないと思います.
His advice. 彼のアドバイス. His advice. His advice, not good, I think. Literally. Again, we have to reverse the order. Start with the back. When you hear 思います, it's the subject thinking. And in this case, the subject is the speaker. So, I think his advice is not good, is what we have. Followed by?
よくないですか?
It's not good? Questioning.
そうですよ.
That's right. And here we have the emphasizer at the end.
よ, 彼のアドバイスを聞かない方がいいです.
Again, his advice. But this time we mark it with the particle?
を.
His advice, object marker, を, followed by?
聞かない方がいいです.
And today's grammar point. Nai hougai. And in today's lesson we have kikanai hougai desu. You had better not listen. In the previous lesson, Natsuko-san, what did we go over?
Ta hougai.
And this phrase is roughly equivalent to the English expression you had better. And again, literally it means in that direction is good. Now here we have nai hougai. This expression is roughly equivalent to the English expression you had better not. And the way we form this construction, we're going to stop right now and go over the grammar point, is we have the plain negative followed by
ほうがいい.
Plain negative. In this case, we had
聞かない.
Don't listen.
ほうがいい.
That direction, good. Don't listen, that direction's good. Again, literal. But again, this is an idiomatic phrase with the meaning had better. When preceded by a verb in the plain negative non-past tense, it means one had better not. This is followed by
自分の心に聞いた方がいいですよ. 自分の心.
One's heart. One's own heart. One's own heart. 自分 is oneself and 心 is heart. One's own heart. Here we translate it as your heart, as Natsuko is the speaker and she's speaking about the listener.
に 聞いた方がいいですよ.
And this relates back to the grammar point we covered 2 days ago in the previous beginner lesson. Past tense of a verb followed by 方がいい. Now this phrase is roughly equivalent to the English expression, you had better not. So, you had better follow your heart.
さっきの人、彼女がいないでしょ?
Let's just go over this first part one more time.
さっきの人.
Before, just now. S, person. Again, we have the possessive in there. Just now's person. And that was the friend we're talking about here. Here, instead of the topic particle, which would normally be
wa,
we have a pause. Because now the conversation, they're chatting for a while. It's getting a little bit more informal, so particles are starting to drop.
彼女がいないでしょ?
The person before. Girlfriend. There is none. Right? The literal translation. Here, they shows acting as a tag question. When we turn this into English, that guy just now, he doesn't have a girlfriend, does he? He doesn't have a girlfriend, right? Yoshi follows up with?
Ma.
Yeah.
ほら.
See? When you take a guess or you estimate or guesstimate about something and you turn out to be right. Kind of like, I told you so. ほら.
アドバイスを受けるときに気をつけた方がいいですよ.
Again, we're using our construction a lot. アドバイスを受けるときに. Advice, get. Advice, receive. Toki, when. Again, we have to start from the back. Start from toki. When, receive advice. Again, just start from the back. Toki, ukeru, advice. When, receive advice. When you get advice.
気をつけた方がいいですよ.
You'd better be careful. Finally.
彼女に電話して.
Call her. And notice how it's informal. Obviously, this person is older than the listener. And Yoshi finishes up with.
わかりました.
I understand. All right. So, lot in there. What we'd like you to do is come down to JapanesePod101.com. Again, inside the PDF, lots of things to reinforce what you just heard here. Plus, inside the Learning Center, questions, quizzes, things to bring it all together. Okay, that's going to do it for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。